Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Textbooks, check. Extra long bed sheets, gas in the car and directions to campus, check and check. Talking points for your chat about finances. Parents of college students may think that they've covered all the necessary bases before sending their kids off to school. But one important area that often gets short shrift is finances. How do you talk to your college student about money? And what do you say? As part of our occasional Money U series on financial literacy, and to mark the start of the new academic year, we look now at college finances with Beth Kobliner, financial journalist, member of the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability, and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Hi, Beth. Welcome back to WNYC.
Great to be here.
And listeners, we'll be able to take a few questions, if you have any, with respect to preparing a college student to deal with her or his financial life, or if you are such a college student. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Give us a call or post your question to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Beth, let me start with a basic question. Credit card, debit card, or neither?
Okay, not a credit card. Do not get your kid a credit card. The new rules, President Obama's credit card rules that went into effect last year, say that a kid under 21 can't, and I say kid, a student under 21 can't get a credit card unless they have a job or the parents co-sign. I think it's a big mistake for parents to send off a freshman, sophomore, or even a junior with a co-sign card, because if they mess up, it will not only hurt them and their credit record, it'll hurt your credit record and cost you money in the end. So don't get a credit card for your kid.
Debit card?
Debit card, absolutely yes. You can do it either by opening through your own account. If you have a checking account, you can get them a linked student account, and that gives them a debit card with that checking account. And that's very important, a tool for them to learn how to use it. But the number one thing you need to do is make sure you don't sign up for that overdraft protection. Because if you don't reject that overdraft protection, you're going to be in serious trouble, and it'll cost you lots of money. Every time your kid buys a pack of gum, it could cost $35 if it's over the overdraft amount. So make sure to decline the overdraft.
And what about old-fashioned cash?
Cash is great. I love cash. You know, I gave my kids cash who are not quite yet ready for college yet the other day, and they're like, what do we do with this? How can we buy things online with this? But cash is such a good idea because you have it and then you see it go away. And studies have shown when we use plastic, we tend to spend much more than we use actual cash. You know, you can't use cash for renting a car. You can't use cash for a lot of things. But when you can use cash, I think it's a good thing to encourage your kids to use it.
What about the actual conversation that a parent might have with the kid about money? You know, at a lot of schools, students are surrounded by stimuli that encourage them to spend.
Right.
So what can a parent say specifically to combat that in advance?
Right. Well, I think the number one thing is sit down before you go to school or even on the car ride to school and talk about it. Because, look, you're all going to go into probably big debt. Loans, parents take out loans, kids take out loans. The average college student graduates with $24,000 in student loans. So anything you can do, you know, educate your kid about that and make them feel part of the process. You know, a lot of kids have no idea whether they have a lot of money, their families don't have a lot of money. They don't know what it costs. So tell them about what you're paying and what you expect them to pay, beer or books, you know, who pays for what? Because those extra costs can be $4,000. On average, it costs $2,000 for private, so personal expenses like cell phones and pizzas out. And then it's another $1,000 for transportation, and another $1,000 could be spent for books. So you have to figure that out.
I think we have a cautionary tale here from Jamie in Inwood. Hi, Jamie. You're on WNYC.
Hi. So I actually have two cautionary tales. I am 28 years old and just yesterday paid off the credit card debt that I started accumulating in college. So
wow.
It was a mess. When I moved to the city, I was living beyond my means for a while.
What did you buy during college that you regret?
A three-week trip to Europe during winter break of senior year with my best friend. And also my bag got stolen there, so it, like, made it more expensive. But I just wasn't – I was doing
– Were you naive? Whoops, we lost Jamie's line for a second. I think we have you back, Jamie. Were you naive at the time?
I don't think I was naive so much as – in denial a little bit.
And it was easy in those days. I mean, you're only 28.
It was so easy.
Right.
But the other thing, and the other than credit cards, the piece of advice I have that I wish I had known was that unless your parents are going to be supporting you after graduation, it is really important to save up a few thousand dollars in cash for when you graduate, because if you're moving to a new city, you have to put down first and last month's rent and a security deposit.
Right.
There's all of the cost of furnishing, even cheaply, a new home or apartment with roommates. And I didn't have those reserves at all, and was lucky that my parents were able to help me out, to lend me a little. And also, if you don't get a job the second you graduate, your options are either move home or lots and lots of debt.
You're terrific. I want to take you on the road with me. You're exactly right in so many points. I mean, the good news is kids are using fewer credit cards right now. 10 years ago, 57% of college kids had credit cards in their own name. Today, it's just 38%, because they're hearing horror stories like Jamie's, and they know that they can't get away with having lots of credit card debt.
Jamie, great call. Thank you so much. I'm sure you helped a lot of people right there. And Bob on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Just a slight disagreement on regards to the credit card. I do agree with that you don't give the kid the card, but I do open up a credit card to start establishing good credit, and when they graduate from college, then they'll get the card.
See, my thing, I understand what you're saying, but I think there's been a lot of hype built around establishing credit as a freshman, as a sophomore, as a junior. Maybe when your kid's a senior and they need a job, first of all, to get a credit card. You know, that's the way, Brian, you and I did it when we were kids. You didn't get a credit card until you had some income. So I think, you know, there are some parents who say, I really want my kid to have that credit card for emergency. First, I say, give them a debit card. You could transfer money into their account. I am not a big believer on giving a kid a credit card. I think they should get a job and have income.
Bob, thank you. But I think Edward in Forest Hills has a follow-up question to that. Edward, hi.
Hi. My question is, having a college-age kid who's just under and will be over 21 soon, and doesn't have a car, but occasionally would have need to rent a car or even a moving trailer, and all such places require credit cards, not debit cards. Is there any method that they can use to do that? Also, the licensed driver has to be the one who rents the vehicle, so I can't rent it for him.
Right. Well, I think that's the one instance when kids need a credit card. But again, I would say, you know what, sweetie, you don't rent the car until you have money to pay for the car. I mean, it's sort of back to this. I think parents sometimes feel guilty. They feel like there's a sense that I should be paying for everything, or I have to help my kids pay for everything. But my advice is, if you're, you know, what did we do? We had to get a friend to help you move your stuff to college, or don't bring so much stuff to college. I think it's very important that we get back to this fundamental notion of you don't get a credit card. Or senior year, if they're really responsible, then you might decide to co-sign. But realize your credit is at risk. And that's a big thing that a lot of parents don't realize.
Edward, thank you very much. There's a new Department of Education requirement this year that colleges put a net price calculator template, it's called, on their website. The calculator is supposed to provide students and parents with estimated net cost information based on the college's prices and a family's finances.
Right.
Is that relevant to this discussion?
Well, it is, in that it gives you a rough sense, and there have been some issues with whether each college does it somewhat differently, so you may not get the exact right number. But I think look, we all know right now college costs are astronomical. You're going to have to probably go into some sort of debt, and you have to pay attention to that. But I'm even talking about those extra costs. The College Board says on average, four-year public school students have $4,000 in addition for these personal expenses, cell phones, all the things we're talking about. So that is important, but usually people have that conversation by the time they're in the car on the way to school. We're talking about also these extras that aren't such small amounts, but, you know, a few thousand dollars, and I think that's the conversation parents don't have and need to have.
On our website, Dorian from Manhattan asks, what do you think of prepaid cards such as the Amex Pass card?
Right.
Do they pose any special risk for parents?
Well, I think prepaid cards, the problem is they're usually very expensive. So I'm not a real advocate in those prepaid debit cards, because they cost you more. I would say, again, do the simple debit card, if you can do that. And your kid could, you know, I said before, you can open an account on your account, or when your kid gets to school, many colleges have credit unions or their low-cost student banks in the neighborhood. Have them open, get a debit card there and a checking account. And that experience of opening an account, knowing what a bank is, knowing how, like, you can't bounce your checks or you can't overdraft on your credit, I think that, on your debit card, I think that's important for students to learn.
One more. Elizabeth in Pleasantville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elizabeth. Whoops, Elizabeth went away. Let's try Jenny in Manhattan. Jenny, you there?
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
I have a question. I went to school back in 92, and I remember the credit card issuers on college campus offering gifts upon completion of application and automatic approval.
Yeah, right? They set up tables right on campus.
Well, President Obama's rules say that's no longer allowed because, it's not that it's technically no longer allowed, but you can't get a credit card if you're under 21 and you don't have a job or some sort of income, or if you don't have a parent's cosign. So the college, those tables aren't there anymore. They're not handing out as many free Frisbees or free T-shirts that so many kids were seduced into getting a credit card for that, you know, T-shirt.
Beth Kobliner, financial journalist, member of the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability and the author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Beth, happy new school year.
Ah, to you too.
Now, listeners, we want your help this weekend to crowdsource the perfect New York Labor Day weekend. This is, of course, the last weekend of summer and the first weekend post-Irene when you're itching to go out probably. Many businesses are back open and the weather looks to be very good most of the time. We want your recommendations for crafting the perfect New York or New Jersey or Connecticut weekend. Go to our website right now and you'll see a way to submit your recommendations for a whole bunch of weekend activities, from going out on Friday night to cooking breakfast at home on Monday morning, really late morning. At 11:40 this morning, we will read some of your suggestions on the air and take your calls. Crowdsourcing the perfect New York weekend. Start adding your picks right now. You'll see the very fun and convenient form at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.